KQED.
Today in Riverside, there's an interesting development in San Bernardino's municipal bankruptcy proceedings. The Inland Empire City faces off before a federal judge with CalPERS, the state agency that manages pension and health benefits for more than 1.5 million public employees, retirees, and their families. Bloomberg News reporter James Nash has been following the story and explains why CalPERS is suing.
Well, what they're trying to do is actually block the city's bankruptcy case. The city filed for Chapter 9 over the summer, and CalPERS is an interested party in that case, just like any other creditor, a bondholder, a contractor, whatever. PERS is the largest creditor of San Bernardino since it does manage retirement for city employees. So they've intervened or joined in the bankruptcy case to challenge San Bernardino's attempts to remove or withhold payments from CalPERS that are legally obligated to the city.
Now, in a bankruptcy, there's usually a short line for special creditors with special claims and a long line for everybody else. Is CalPERS arguing that it should move to the front of the line, that it shouldn't be involved in a line at all?
Yeah, CalPERS is basically arguing that it does take precedence over a simple asphalt contractor, that they're a state agency, they manage retirement for most municipalities in California, and that if San Bernardino is successful in withholding payments that are due to CalPERS, it could encourage other cities to do the same thing. That seems to be the fear on CalPERS's part. More than the issue of San Bernardino in and of itself, they're a fraction of 1% of overall contributions into the CalPERS pension fund. So if San Bernardino were to withhold the entirety of what they owe, which isn't actually what they're trying to do here, that would have a pretty negligible effect on PERS overall. But the concern is we've had 3 bankruptcy filings this year, 2 of which were at least partially driven by pensions. So if San Bernardino is successful here, you could have a dozen other cities filing in the next 12 months, whenever, that might try to use the same tactic.
So what does San Bernardino have to say?
Well, San Bernardino says basically their back's against the wall. They've said, we can't provide basic police and fire services to our citizens and at the same time pay every dime that's owed to PERS and every dime that's owed to a bondholder or to a contractor. And they're saying all those creditors are essentially going to be treated the same way. The city is simply not in a position to afford it. And if you know anything about San Bernardino, it's a fairly crime-ridden area to begin with not great municipal services. And so if it comes down to a choice between providing basic police protection to folks and providing what they consider and what is really a pretty negligible percentage of CalPERS's overall contribution base, San Bernardino says, look, we need to be cognizant of who we're serving here, and those are the 200,000-plus people who live in our city. They take priority over some government agency in Sacramento, however meritorious it is.
So worst-case scenario, from their perspective, CalPERS wins. What's the worst that could happen? Slightly higher interest rates for cities and counties that are borrowing?
Probably, and I think the market does recognize that this situation at the moment anyway is fairly isolated to San Bernardino. I think there is some legitimate fear on the part of the pensions that if San Bernardino is able to withhold a good part of its pension obligation, that might cause some other cities that have been saying we're going to stay out of bankruptcy court by any means possible to reevaluate that stand and to say we might actually find if we can somehow squirm out of, you know, pensions are as much as 15% of many municipal budgets in California. If they can find a way to dial back that 15% down to half of that or whatever, that's real money for cities, and it may encourage other cities to follow suit. And like I said, that seems to be the real issue here, more so than just what's happening in San Bernardino.
James Nash is a reporter for Bloomberg News in Los Angeles. We've got a link to his previous coverage on our website, californiareport.org.